This is Ted Kennedy. President Bush has a worthwhile crime package, with one glaring exception, assault rifles. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush unveiled a good anti-crime package last week with some important proposals, including new resources for the three Ps, police, prosecutors, and prisons, and tougher sentences for violent offenders. But in one area, Al, the president pulled his punch. He wants a permanent ban on imported assault rifles like the AK-47 that was used in the schoolyard killings in Stockton, California. And that's becoming the favorite weapon of drug gangs and the National Rifle Association. The president's proposal doesn't touch assault weapons made in the USA. That's a huge loophole, since three-quarters of those Rambo rifles are made in this country. The tough crackdown on foreign weapons won't do much good unless the same tough prohibition covers domestic assault rifles. Stop kowtowing to the NRA. Do what's needed to get these killer weapons off the streets.
Ted, the NRA has a side to tell. You guys in Massachusetts hear none of it. I do agree that President Bush has presented a sweeping set of proposals to fight violent crime. But remember, Ted, fighting crime is the purpose here, not taking away our precious Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Why not join the President and me in crafting legislation that will really punish the criminal and protect the rights of the rest of society? Yes, Ted, even the right to bear arms. All of your talk is focused on the review of imported weapons by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, according to standards in the current law. Lots of Americans will be watching that one closely to be certain that the Bureau applies those standards very fairly, without the influences of a zealous handful of pure anti-gun advocates. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again next on the emotional debate over Agent Orange. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.